Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:32 British Summer Time. Today is June 16th, but this is a replacement audio for David's audio recorded last night, which for some technical reason we appear to have lost. David is not able to be in this morning. He won't be in until later this afternoon, so I'm recording this replacement audio in his place. Yesterday was a rather key day from a number of perspectives. Key among those was the move that we saw in the sovereign debt markets and in the US dollar. And this is also being, well, this was that was heavily influenced by what was happening in stock markets and commodity markets. We see that commodity markets took a hit yesterday as the dollar strengthened and some of the profits that have been built up over the last few months were taken off the table. And we've been seeing a similar type of trade going on in global stock market indices over the last month, where a loss of momentum is generally evident in a large number of markets. And that simply suggests that the weight of new money coming into the market was at least being partially offset by people taking their profits off the table. And yesterday's downward dynamic really does now suggest that we're moving into a more corrective phase for global stock markets, that they would need to now sustain moves above their highs to reaffirm their 3-month uptrends. And because we have seen some really rather overextended moves and accelerations to the upside in what the leaders have been doing, that there is significant room for these markets to pull back and consolidate for a number of months. Whereas yesterday was one downward dynamic, we can continue to look at this market as in need of a pullback and consolidation of recent gains, particularly in OECD countries. Stock market performance has probably run ahead of what the economies can actually produce, and there is probably a time for reflection needed before the support can be got together to really s to support a new impressive bull run. And that would suggest that we have a number of months of consolidation in front of us, and that could easily take us through the summer and into the third or fourth quarter, potentially even longer, depending on how the global economy is shaping up 6 months from now. What we continue to see is that stock markets around the world are split into two halves, where we have the USA and Europe lagging. We see that a number of those markets rallied up to the upper side of their ranges and are pulling back from those levels now. On the other hand, leading markets have accelerated upwards. We've seen a number of markets pushing up in excess of 100%, and they are in need of consolidation of these gains, but as long as they find support above their bases, then we remain in the condition that a new bull market is underway for these markets. When they begin to find support above their moving averages and that moving average turns upwards, we will have categorical evidence that a new bull market hypothesis is underway. And as we've been saying since October, markets are likely to be well off their lows at that point, and that is certainly the case as we move into this corrective phase. Moving back to the bond and currency markets, well, bond markets have sold off aggressively, particularly over the last month. And the key reversal we saw on the 10-year Treasury last week, with follow-through on, well, it's been up 3 consecutive days, really puts a low of at least short-term, potentially medium-term significance under the market. And that is probably another one that has got ahead of itself in the short term. So there is room for the government bond markets around the world, because we see a startling amount of commonality across countries, that there is room for them to rally in the short to medium term. The US dollar was also becoming really quite overextended as it came down and tested its December lows in the dollar index. And that very consistent move to the downside, has lost consistency. There was significant dollar strength yesterday, particularly against currencies such as the Australian dollar or the Canadian dollar or the Norwegian crown or krone. And there is room for the dollar to rally in here. So we have certainly seen an all change moment in markets. And it will be more difficult to make money on the long side in the next few weeks, at least, where from those markets that have been doing particularly well. It does really appear that we have moved into a consolidation. And I think with that is probably the most important thing that happened yesterday. I will leave you for today, and David will record another audio this evening. But I would like to wish all the best to all of you.